And now for the romance of Helen Trent. The romance of Helen Trent is the story of a woman who will not let life pass her by because she is over 35. Instead, she proves what so many women long to prove, that the romance of youth can exist into middle life and even beyond. Glamorous Helen Trent faces a desperate crisis in her deep love for the brilliant, handsome lawyer, Gil Whitney. For within 48 hours, the beautiful but evil adventuress, Faye Granville, is announcing her intention of marrying Gil Whitney. As we heard Helen say,
Faye Granville has caught Gil in a trap. She pretended to be a secretary, and Gil gave her a job. She pretended to be alone and penniless, and Gil showed her sympathy. He even took her out. And now Faye is claiming that Gil proposed to her, and she's threatening Gil with scandal. There's only one way now to stop Faye Granville. That's to find some proof of her notorious past. To find someone who knows who Faye Granville really is. If it's not too late.
But meanwhile, high above Hollywood, in an elaborate penthouse, we find the cold, calculating woman who is helping Faye Granville trap Gil Whitney. It's Cynthia Whitney, Gil's long-estranged wife in name only, who has one purpose in life, to hurt Helen Trent. Now we find Cynthia in her bedroom, a smile of satisfaction on her thin face, as she says to her good friend, the Hollywood columnist,
Yes, Daisy, it's all settled. Everything is working out exactly as I planned. Things usually do, don't they, Cynthia? I don't care for that disapproving tone, Daisy.
It's admiration, Cynthia,
and a little regret. I hate to see a guy like Gil talk to a tigress like Faye Granville to be ruined.
Daisy, if you're going to stand here like the voice of doom, I'd rather you left. I still have a lot of packing to do. Immediately after Faye's party to announce her engagement to Gil, I'm taking the plane to Mexico City to give Gil his divorce so that Faye can marry him at once.
And you swore you'd never set Gil Whitney free.
Not while there was a chance of his marrying Helen Trent. But now that Faye has him nearly hooked, oh, Daisy, why do you think I spent so much on a little no-good like Faye Granville? Only to be sure Faye would get Gil away from Helen Trent. And now that the moment's here, I'm going to enjoy it.
Doesn't Gil have anything to say about this? He's 6 feet of brains and good looks. Is he just letting you and Faye Granville cut him up between you?
Oh, Gil is kicking like a steer. Last night he went to Faye and offered her $1 million to leave town and the country.
$1 million?
$1 million.
Well, I didn't know Gil Whitney had $1 million.
He doesn't. He was going to raise it on credit. I arrived in the nick of time to point out to Faye that even if Gil did raise $1 million, I'd own half of it by the community property law, so she'd never get it anyway. Well, that stopped Gil cold.
Cynthia, just suppose at the last moment somebody turned up who discovered Faye had a shady past, a really bad record. Where would that leave you?
In Mexico, sunning myself at the beach at Acapulco.
Okay. It's your funeral.
Oh, no, it isn't. It's Helen Trent's funeral. All I've lived for is to see that beautiful romance between Helen and Gil smashed. And Saturday night, when Faye announces her engagement to Gil, Helen's high hope will be smashed completely and for good. Oh, the doorbell. I don't want to see anybody. And Hannah's out. Daisy, you answer it.
Okay.
And get rid of whoever it is. Daisy's beginning to irritate me, suggesting trouble. I know what I'm doing. Paid out a lot of money to set Faye up in clothes in a house to attract my husband and name only, Gil Whitney. And nobody is going to frighten me out of my little scheme now. Nobody.
Cynthia, it's Faye Granville's brother, Darcy. He insists on seeing you.
Daisy, what in the world? Well, I can't see him. I've got to pack. He insists. Tell him no, Daisy. Absolutely no. I want nothing to do with that wormy
little... Oh, I'm wormy now, eh, Mrs. Whitney?
Darcy, have you lost your mind? Get out of my bedroom.
The lady here tried to give me a straw, but it's not going to work. Shall we talk here?
I'll talk to you in the living room, Darcy.
That's better.
Wait here, Daisy. I'll call if I need help.
You need help, Cynthia? That's a laugh. Maybe 20 years ago I'd have been interested.
Why, you...
That'll pay you back for that wormy crack.
What did you come here for, Darcy?
My sister Faye and I have been talking things over, Mrs. Whitney. Last night, Gil Whitney offered my sister $1 million to clear out. We want that $1 million.
You want it instead of Faye's marriage to Gil?
Look, I never liked this marriage stall. That's not Faye's dish of tea either. She's got a little hypnotized with all this falderaud you've been surrounding her with. But we figure we'll take $1 million and clear out.
We? You mean you. And you don't know what you're talking about, Darcy. Gil Whitney hasn't got $1 million.
He could raise it, he said, if you didn't get in the way, Cynthia. That's what I came to talk to you about. Getting out of the way.
Darcy, are you threatening me?
For $1 million, I'd threaten anybody, and I'm mighty quick.
Darcy, my fist!
I was just showing you. Darcy, I've got fingers like steel. Funny for a little guy like me, isn't it?
Now, listen to me, Darcy. I've done a great deal to help your sister Faye get Gil Whitney.
Sure, I know.
And if she listens now to this crazy offer by Gil Whitney, she'll lose everything. It's only a trick of Gil's. Even if I didn't interfere, Gil hasn't got $1 million. It would take him 20 years to make it, sending it to you little by little. Meanwhile, always knowing where you and your sister are. Would you like that, Darcy?
Why do you say that?
Because I have a feeling you and your sister don't want people to know where you are for very long.
What do you know about us?
Not a thing, Darcy. I'm not interested in either of you. Once I've divorced Gil and he's married to Faye, I shan't see any of you again. But if Gil Whitney, instead of marrying your sister, starts paying her all that money, he'll always know just what she's up to, won't he?
I never thought of that.
And Helen Trent will be even more interested. She's the one you and your sister have to fear. She's the one who suspects you now.
Helen Trent's got nothing on my sister or me.
Not yet. But she's trying to find something. And if she does, $1 million won't protect you. But if your sister Faye is married to Gil, the most brilliant lawyer in the state, Gil will have to protect you.
I never thought of that. I wanted that money. $1 million.
Then you'd better get Helen Trent out of your way, not me.
How?
That's your affair, Darcy, not mine. But to prove I'm your friend, I'm going to write a little check for your own use.
You're giving me money? Me, not Faye? Why?
To prove we're on the same side, Darcy. Here, see? I'll sit down and write it right now. Here's $1,000. Now, all you're to do is to see that your sister is married to Gil Whitney as early as next week as possible after I get my divorce papers. And that Helen Trent doesn't stop it.
For $1,000, I'd see Helen Trent at the bottom.
Here you are, Darcy. Now, it's a bargain. The wedding goes on.
Okay, it's a bargain. The wedding goes on. You know, you're not so bad, Cynthia.
I'm very bad, Darcy. But you're a good deal worse. So glad we could reach an understanding.
Now, a little later in the afternoon, we find Helen in her own lovely home. At this moment, she's in the sunroom, holding up a beautiful white evening gown. She drops it suddenly as she sees Gil Whitney standing at the open French door, the sun on his fine, handsome head. Helen says,
"Oh, Gil, you gave me a start. How long have you been standing here?"
"Just a few minutes, darling."
"You might have said something."
"That would have spoiled the picture. You look like an angel holding all that white stuff around you. May I step in?"
"You are in, aren't you, darling?"
"Oh, when you use that..."
"Oh, you're crushing my gown."
"Never mind your gown. I'd like to push the very breath out of you, Helen, with a kiss."
"What? Oh, Gil. Gil, darling, let me go. You make me quite dizzy. And besides, we're not free to kiss like that."
"Helen, when you and I are together, I know in my heart, my whole soul, it's so right, so fine, so wonderful that all the evil in the world can't come between us."
"I wish that were so."
"It is so. And it's what we're going to believe. I know my wife in name only, Cynthia, is working night and day to trap me into this marriage with me. To protect you, Helen, my darling, I'm pretending to go along with it. But something must turn up to end this nightmare."
"I hope it does.
But you don't think so?
Gil, within 48 hours, you'll be publicly engaged to Fay, and Cynthia will have given you your divorce. Unless you speak up now and refuse point blank.
And put you, Helen, and your fine name at the mercy of that pair of devils, Fay and her brother.
I'm not afraid, Gil.
Well, you should be. Helen, I told you last night, Fay refused my offer of $1 million.
Yes, and to tell you the truth, Gil, I'm almost relieved. It would be horrible for you to take on a debt like that.
It's better for the marriage I'm being forced into.
You haven't married Fay yet, Gil.
When you use that tone, Helen, I know what you're thinking. There's still time for you to dig up something about Fay's past.
There's always time, Gil, until the very last minute.
Helen, I want to tell you something. I've had people at work trying to find out about Fay.
You have?
You don't suppose I've taken this racket Fay's pulled on me sitting down, do you, darling? Yes, I've had the best men in the field tracing Fay Granville. They get as far as that mining camp and her former name, Flossie Grady.
I tried to tell you, Gil. You wouldn't believe.
No, but I do now. But after that, there's nothing. Nothing. They've covered up her tracks as if she'd walked through sand. And you can't incriminate a girl for changing her name. We can find nobody who will say they knew her. Nobody will admit it.
Oh, Gil.
Now, look, darling. I haven't quit yet. I told you this for a reason. Whatever you think about Fay and her brother, whatever you hope for, you are to stay completely out of this mess now.
Gil, I can't.
You're going to. I can guess you're planning to wear that white dress to Fay's party. But you're not going to that party. You are staying in seclusion, Helen, until this is over.
Gil, you're asking too much.
I'm not asking. I'm ordering you, Helen. And I'll tell you why. I couldn't find out anything about Fay Granville. But I found out a few things about that miserable brother of hers, Darcy.
What, Gil?
If Darcy Granville isn't an actual killer, he is a potential one. Whatever happens, Helen, you must stay out of Darcy Granville's way.
Gil Whitney, on the verge of being trapped into a forced marriage by the beautiful but deadly adventuress Fay Granville, has come to warn the woman he loves, Helen Trent, not to interfere. Helen looks at Gil with frightened eyes as he says,
I mean it, my darling. I'm caught by Fay for the time being. But her brother Darcy mustn't harm you.
Gil, I know Fay's brother Darcy is dangerous.
Darcy is more than dangerous. Fay has treated Darcy like a kid brother all her life for a reason. He has no balance. And if he's cornered or upset...
Gil, are we going to let the evil people in this world frighten us?
We're going to fight them, but my way, not yours. I love you, Helen, more than life itself. But I can only fight if I know you are safe. As someday you will be completely safe in my arms.
Want to miss the next dramatic chapter in the romance of Helen Trent.